Alright guys, so this is the Piafa Music Podcast. Let me just fix this a little bit. There you go. Make sure that you like and subscribe and you listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm and YouTube, Rumble and BitChute as well. I'm going to really appreciate it. This is your host, Pablo Jervis Vargas. We're going to discuss a couple, one of the topics that I really like, which is pleasing. Today's topic is pleasing is not a good thing. Okay. So like always, let me just give you a definition, then we're gonna talk about why it's not a good thing, right? And there's a differentiation with certain things, and I wanna make that distinction, and I'm gonna explain why. So let's define what pleasing is, okay? So pleasing, based on what Google is saying, you're satisfying or appealing, right? Giving pleasure, agreeable, gratifying. You know, all these, you know, let's say submissive traits, right? Well, you know, when someone or something that please or want to please people, a breed, you know, like when your dog is with you, right? He want to always please you, right? All those things, that's basically pleasing. It's basically like an agreeable trait that people have to make sure the people or things are content, right? Now, let's just talk about why pleasing is not a good thing. Okay? When people pleasers spend too much time, you know, and effort to taking advantage of others, unfortunately, they often do not establish good social support for themselves, and they also find it hard to give up control and let other people take care of them. While taking care of others, noble and rewarding, they also be toxic or unhealthy. Okay, this is in morrisonicclinic.com. You can just find out what is their opinion about why pleasing is not a good thing. I think there's a clear distinction what pleasing could be good and could be not good. If you're in a relationship, you guys have to please each other, right? In a healthy manner, right? You don't want to go too much into the dark side. Okay, you don't want to touch the heroines and in the crack, right, where you can you know, you're too way too down into the pleaser hole. You don't want to go back because it's too good. No, there's certain level to this, okay? And I would say just make sure that you keep things very, very low as a pleaser, where when you please your partner, it's good enough where it's not too sweet. Now, the reason pleasing people, pleasing things not good is because you're basically wasting a lot of energy in trying to make sure people like you, right? And a lot of people, what they do is they spend time listening to other people's stuff just to please them and make sure that they can just bombard them with their own negativity. It's a very unhealthy. And the reason it's unhealthy is because is always trying to just sneak something. Pleasers, they tend to always be sneaky about things, right? You can see this with a lot of guys. They call the nice guy, they're very pleasable. The pleasers, they want to just please everybody for the reason that they want something from that. The male feminist is the other one. Male feminists, they want to be feminist, but they always, you notice in the picture, they're always taking pictures in behind the feminists, females, like sneaky, all that kind of stuff, because they want something, right? When people are very pleasers, right, they constantly use manipulation, and sometimes it can be overlooked as a good behavior, but in reality, it's always come from a position of having a second plan, but whatever the reason you're pleasing, right, over there pleasing, yeah. Now, how can you stop people from being pleaser, right? Yeah, so there's a small chart here that I'm looking here, and one of the thing is that they say, you know, you have to just basically, let's say, if you don't want to do something, don't do it, right? Sometimes people say, I don't want to go to this activity, but I do it because of this person, and I hate it. Then you go there, you're putting another face, and all of a sudden, it's just all fake. And the reality is that even though you're being a pleaser, you're destroying yourself, you're destroying your soul, because now you're becoming a very toxic person because you're lying to yourself. So I understand you want to please people, but then you're lying to yourself. Okay? So the first one will be set clear boundaries. Help people when you want to help people. Think before committing. This one is very important. And this way, listen, I'm from Puerto Rico. And a lot of things that I used to just notice when I was in Puerto Rico is that I couldn't rely with a lot of people in the culture because they're pleasers, right? And in from a good manner, it came from a good background. People from Puerto Rico tend to be very good, so they don't want to say no, so they say yes. So the problem with that is they say yes without thinking, okay? Without thinking. So what happened is they say yes to something that you told them or asked them, and then all of a sudden they call you back and say they can't do it, right? So you have to be careful when people say yes, if they want to do it. If you catch yourself saying yes first, I would just suggest to follow through with your word, okay? Don't go back. And then reframe next time, okay? Now, do not say no, then say yes, because then you're confusing yourself for the fact that you really don't want to do things, but all of a sudden you want to please people. Don't do that. Don't be caught up in that hole. That's not your space that you want to be. You want to be in a space that you're more congruent with yourself, okay? Another one that you can do is to not even be this kind of person is practice self-talk, okay? Practice with yourself. Give you love. Give you confidence. I think it was Ric Flair, he talked about this, how he used to be a very shy person, and then the way he just really evolved to this extravagant, peacocky wrestler, he used to just be in the mirror and just have self-talk with himself. I'm the best. I'm the sexiest guy. I'm all this. I'm the champion of the world. All these things. Have this self-talk. The reason you want to have this self-talk is that you want to remind yourself that you are a very confident person, right? And things go before you. Or before you or after you? Yeah, be after you either, or you understand. So things do not get priority from your own priorities. You always have your preferred priority, whether it's in the health, fitness, friendship, and all different areas, okay? And start small, right? And this is the part that I want to get. So where do you want to start small? You want to start from very simple conversation. If Johnny called you, Pablo, I need you to help me with this. Can you help me? I said, no. Instead of saying, you know what? Let me see. I think I can help you out. When you know inside your heart you can't, don't do that. Start small. Say, no, I can't. My bad, bro. No, but I need it for this time. Can you do it? No, I can't. And just leave it like that. And why this sounds so simple, but it's hard? It's hard because we are being told since we be a little kid that we have to be agreeable, we have to say yes to things, we have to say yes to the neighbors, and this comes from the side of mom, right? Mom is the one that always pleases about with these things. You want to make sure that you get along with everybody. I understand. It's a good trait. There's nothing wrong with that. Mom is just trying to protect you. Mom is trying to make sure that you don't get kicked out of the community. So she wants to make sure that you are someone that people can rely on. The problem is that people will take advantage of you at the end. People will take advantage of your kindness. People will take advantage of how you are with others. People will take advantage of things. If you're male, females will not encounter as attractive, right? Even if a females work in a different manner, right? Because male tends to like agreeable females, right? They want a female that can just be an asset to the relationship, and more so when the guy's coming from work, he's coming from a lot of stress. If you work in construction, you know what I'm saying. You want your your female to be a pleasable person, right? So there's two sides of the coins in this situation. But for guys, it's a little bit different. It does develop a lot of low energy and low confidence. Even if you're a female, just make sure that you're not pleasing people because you want them to like you. No, you only pleasing people that deserve you please, okay? Now, the things that you have to consider is don't go too much into the red side, okay? Don't go too much to the right side where you go crazy and then all of a sudden you become this negative person. You don't want to hang out with nobody. You don't want to talk to nobody. You don't want to even say yes. Don't do that, right? Start small. Start for yourself, right? Start from the things that you can just control, okay? And these are some of the signs that can, you know, it can, let's say, give you a taste that you might be a pleaser. Difficulty to say no. You preoccupy of what people think about you. And you feel guilt when you tell people no. You feel bad turning people down when you agree with things that you really don't agree. And you struggle with feelings of low self-esteem. You don't know how to pick yourself up, right? And let me just give a little bit of touch on that. Think about that. You agree to things, or you agree with feeling of love as a thing because you're always saying yes to people. Love as a thing is that you're giving yourself esteem to things that can just suck you in. And that suck you in, so you're spending time with bad people. All your confidence is being given to other people that they don't deserve your attention. So that's why all those things are just going down the drain. Okay? You want people to like you and feel that you're doing things for them. We earn their approval. Alright? You're always saying sorry. For no reason. There's no reason for you to say sorry. Right? Just own your mistakes and fix them. Okay? This one is very important. Sometimes people say sorry because they don't want people to think bad about them. I remember when I was doing my dissertation and my master's degree. And I was my lowest because I was so late and things. I was bad. I came to the person that handled the dissertations. And this person never knew about me. She didn't know anything about me. And the first interaction that we have was me saying sorry that I didn't bring my paper. She looked at me and she belittled me. And treated me like a low level person. Just because our first interaction was sorry. Don't be that person. Don't be that kind of Pablo. Okay? There's a bunch of this. I mean, you take blame for even something that's not your fault. You never have any free time because you are always doing things for other people. And this was one of my mistakes when I was doing my master's degree. I mean, my bachelor's degree, I used to just spend a lot of time with other people, stuff. And I would never get the respect. I never understood it in the moment. But now I know. And that was one of my most smallest mistakes. And pleasing people, saying yes to people. Just to get, you know, the yeses. You neglect your own needs in order to do things for others. You pretend to agree with people even though you feel different, right? Now, I'm not saying do all these, right? But think it. Think about it and just let it sink in. Let it just grow as a seed, right? And why pleasing is not a good thing, right? If you overdo this thing, it will drain you down as a low self-esteem individual that the only person that's going to be affected is you. So why even taking it, right? There was kings and people that followed the kings. And we see the movies about people following the kings. You see them as weak, right? Yeah, because they're pleasers. That's what they do. They please the king. And they bow down to the king. Don't be that person. Be a courageous person, right? That know things for themselves. You don't have to please anybody, right? Agree when you need to agree. Don't agree when you don't need to agree. You don't need to agree to things. Very important today in today's environment. Very important. I mean, courageous people are none to be found. And when we found courageous people, we all of a sudden we're surprised when we shouldn't. Courage needs to be in all of us. And more importantly, we should celebrate it as one of the greatest traits as humans. We don't need pleasers. We don't need weak. We don't need yeses. We need people that can just be courageous. All right, guys. This one was a little bit short, I understand. Kind of late. It's almost 1 in the morning here in Milwaukee. I have to go to bed. But thank you so much for tuning in for the Piafa Music Podcast. I really appreciate it. If you listen to the podcast in Rumble, YouTube, and BitChute, hey, just subscribe and like it. I'm going to really appreciate it. For those folks listening to the podcast in Anchor.fm, remember there's a link in the description. You can support the podcast. Or with a simple click, the episode is going to really help me out. Since, it's just a great opportunity to, get some money and to just pay some of my bills, right? And also remember, you can listen to the podcast in different platforms such as Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitches, Google Play. What was the other one? I think there's a bunch of them that I have. It does not have to be Anchor.fm, so you don't have to feel like you have to listen to the podcast in that. I'm just saying, since they are my hosters, I just always give them the benefit of the doubt. Also remember that I'm a musician. I will be posting new videos and in my YouTube channel, my Rumble, with a song and stuff like that. It's a long process. It's taking a little bit long since I don't have a piano. I only have a electronic piano, but the electronic piano is destroyed. Like everything sounds loud. There's no dynamics being played. Everything sounds loud. Everything sounds crazy. So hopefully you can understand where I'm coming from that part. In other areas, this was the episode 114 from the Piafa Music Podcast. Of course, this is your host, Paulo J. Ruiz Vargas. Pleasing is not a good thing. With this, I'm out. Peace.